Thank you for joining They Won't But We Fucking Will podcast. Tonight I am all alone because my co-host has something to do that came up at the last minute. Even though we're recording late, he still hasn't been able to get to the house. My hype woman, it's her son's birthday, so she's out and about. Chuck E. Cheese, I believe she said, and she's still enjoying herself with her son. So, I'm going to let y'all know, guys, I am Original Nay, and this is my podcast. Like I said, I'm singular tonight. No co-host, no hype woman, and my daughter will be back next Sunday with her segment at the end called The Final Spill with Diamond. All right, so tonight I'm going to jump right in and tell you guys that as of March 1st, we will no longer be on TikTok Live, but we will still be recording myself and my co-host Big G, George, Bro, whatever you want to call him. Thank you for joining, Erica Godfrey. I'm telling how the podcast will be different starting March 1st. We will no longer be on TikTok. We will no longer be recording live or having people on there. We're going to be going off of our emails. So you have one choice to either pick your own topic and send the email in and give us an event or something that happened similar to that topic that you want. It's no filters, guys, for the topic. No filters. Good evening, Tasha. Thank you for joining. Double tap, please, guys. So we have been recording for almost 2 months now on TikTok Live. And starting March 1st, so we still have a couple Sundays left that we will be on TikTok Live to press this out. I am going to give the email. Sorry, I'm by myself tonight. I'm not used to this. I'm used to having somebody be able to pick up where I fall or drop or whatever it may be. But the case is, good evening, Diana Moreau. Hey, Imani. Anyway, like I said, I'm by myself. But as of March 1st, which is a Sunday, and that's when we record, we will be going off of emails. So I'm going to give the email, and please email us either a topic that you want to talk about, or we can give you a topic once you email us, or we can give you a topic if you're on here. Hello, Ella Gold. Thank you for joining. Hey, hey, Swazi. All right. So my email, well, our email for the podcast is twbwfwpodcast@gmail.com. I will say it again in a little bit in the middle and at the end because I got the hiccups, guys. Sorry. So we can get that email out. But like I said, we have a couple Sundays left and, we'll be on TikTok, but as of March 1st, we will be no longer live on TikTok. We will be recording either together or separately, but hey, join my fan club. Anyway, we'll be recording each other and we will be reading y'all's responses from the email. That is twbwfwpodcast@gmail.com. Good evening, Bernard. Thank you for joining. So let me jump into it and say a couple things. Like I said, my co-host is not here tonight, so it's just me. But I can do this. It might not be as long as an hour and a half to 2 hours like it normally is when I have my co-host and the other people on in a panel. Good evening, Ethan. Thank you for joining. The segments will be as followed. The first one is going to be called What the Fuck is Going On? That's the first segment. So this is like news in the world, but I'm going to do it locally this week. So we got Brandon Scott says murders are down from last year, 2025. But early 26, crime data shows upticks in some categories, including homicides. Hello, Gray. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining, D. After record supposedly dropped, Bullshit. I call bullshit. Anyway, again, safe streets in the Park Heights zone, marking over a year of no homicides. I guess so. That's where Brandon Scott be at over there in Park Heights. His mother lived there too. You know, that's the only part of the city, it seems, that he wants to help. Anyway, no love lost, Brandon, if you ever listen to this. But Eastside, the counties, because you are the mayor for the county as well, because the funding for the county mayors has stopped. So you are Baltimore's mayor. That is the county and the city. Thank you for joining Avon by Christy. Tanesh, thank you. Bernard, again, welcome. Okay, so I call bullshit. If it is this in the only area, Brandon Scott seems to help out his stomping grounds. We all know that, right? You know, when you stomping grounds, we grew up. I grew up in D.C., Northwest area, precisely, up the street from Howard University. So I seen people get shot while I was sitting on my stoop. Yeah, we called it stoops back then. You know, you might call it your front porch, your steps, whatever you want to say. But it was called stoops back then. I'm not telling my age. Anyway, his mother still lives there. So, you know, your mother still lives in Park Heights. Your mother still travels around without security. You travel around with security and your wife and your two children, babies. I wonder how her nonprofit is going. Okay, Baltimore's not the biggest city, even on the East Coast. So, but when you born and raised or just reside here, you don't want to, tourists to be scared to come. But you also don't want to hide the crime and only keep it real. Hi, Pashia. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for joining, Big Nah. Hello. Okay. We need people to know when they come and visit Baltimore. You know, we're known for the crabs. You know, the ones you eat, not the ones you get. So, yeah, we want the tourists to come down to the harbor. Don't go swimming in the harbor. I don't care how much they clean the damn thing. Do not go swimming. Hello, Tyler. Thank you for joining. The harbor is dirty. They find bodies in the harbor. They don't want you to know. If you don't reside in Baltimore or the Baltimore area, you will not know. Because they don't put that shit on the TV. They don't put it on the TV, the news, nothing. I don't care what they say. Guys, double tap, like my live. See, double tap. Hey, Shorty, thank you for joining. So anyway, I wanted to give it a stat from 2025 from January 1st to February 8th. And then I'll give 2026 stats. So there was 11 homicides and 24 non-fatal shootings last year within the time frame from January 1st, 2025 to February 8th, 2025. Thank you for joining, Sharice and Ms. Hodge. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But now listen to this. 2026, there was one less homicide, so there was 10 homicides, and two more non-fatal shootings. So how is the crime going down in Baltimore? The crime is not going down in Baltimore, guys. God is able. Thank you for joining. Thank you for also accepting my follow request. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please double tap, double tap, double tap, double tap. All right. These stats are finished from investigations. So if there's still investigations that are open cases going on for this year, those numbers could change, which means why he's out there teleporting his information to us in our mind and our brain cells. Brandon Scott is saying that the murder rate is down in Baltimore. Now, you have to remember, he is the mayor for the county and the city. So, Brandon Scott says that the homicides and the non-fatal shootings are down in Baltimore from last year. However, I just read the stats to you. One less homicide from January 1st to February 8th. But there's two more non-fatal shootings from that same time frame than there was from last year. Now, the open investigations and open cases, like I said, those numbers can change. because there is 11 or 12 open cases for shootings. Two, somebody died, and the other nine were non-fatal shootings. They are not put on the record yet as a stat because they're still open investigations. That's what I'm trying to say. So if you can add those 11 more, how is the numbers down from last year? Governor Westmore, I know you see these stats as well as Brandon Scott. I really know you do. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. Please double tap. Hello, Dory. Thank you for joining. All right. The next one is going to be the shut up topics. That's the segment. But let me give y'all the email again. That is twbwfwpodcast@gmail.com. Because if you're just joining, as of March 1st, we will no longer be live on TikTok. But we will be taking emails because we're going to read your stories for a topic that you choose with a no filter, please. Please don't give me no the cat ran across the street type of story, kindergarten stories that, you know, is three-letter words. I don't want that. If I see that, it won't get read. I want some down, nitty-gritty stories. No filter. Cuss somebody out. Cuss yourself out. Say fuck a couple times in your story. But at the beginning in the subject, please put the topic that you are talking about. Hello, Melody, Empath. Thank you guys for joining. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, since again, like I said, it's just me. So, I'm going to do my topic first. And my topic was number 500. Excuse me, guys. My topic was number 500. And it was, do you mistake peace for boredom? Well, let's see. I left my ex 2.5 years ago. In 23. And I was bored. But I didn't have any peace while I was still there. When I left, I finally found out what peace meant. Peace, man. It means you can sleep when the fuck you want to sleep. It means you can talk on the phone. You can't do a live because my cat is at the door, wants to come in. Snow, I'll be out when I'm done, okay? Calm down. Love you. That's my baby. Anyway, so when I left, put myself in a homeless shelter. Yes, I did. It was a nice one, though. Like in the hotel, I had my own room, my own bathroom. I had a refrigerator. We didn't have a microwave in our rooms. We had to go downstairs and share microwaves. But it was awesome, you know. I had peace of mind. I went to bed when I wanted to. I woke up when I wanted to. I could go outside from 6 in the morning till whatever time at night I wanted to because I was working. And when you have a job, the shelter is a little lenient. As long as you don't come in there and cause havoc once you come in through the door and everybody else is in their room asleep. Because they got to be in at 8 o'clock because they don't have no job. But do I mistake peace for boredom? No. Hi, Maritza. Hi, Alicia. Thank you for joining, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyway, boredom to me is if I'm just sitting here watching reruns of something, waiting to fall asleep so the fucking TV is watching me. That's boredom to me. Peace? Peace I can do every day now. I'm not in a serious relationship as of yet. I do have a couple friends. I have one friend that I'm talking to on a daily basis and a couple friends that just check in with me. Female friends as well. My peace is, like I said, being able to sleep, eat, leave, go without being accused of dumb shit. Like, how do you accuse me if I'm in the house all day with you because you ain't working and I'm off that day? How do you accuse somebody for fucking your brother, your cousin, anybody like that? And you in my face all day. What the fuck am I doing? Astral projecting? Fuck no. I'm not doing that. So keep on blaming me because after a while, guess what you're going to get? You fuck songs up. Motherfucking right, I fucked him. But guess what? His dick must not have been as good as yours because I keep coming back to your dumbass. But anyway, hello, Dennis the Menace. Let's see what else I got here. I wrote a couple more things down about my topic. All right. And like I said, starting March 1st, we will be no longer live on TikTok. We might do some updates and some stuff like that on TikTok or some fun things. I do want to come back and do our games that we had planned, like trivia and stuff like that. No hold barred trivia. Like, you can say what the fuck you want. And if you don't, then you get the answer wrong. So, ask yourself these questions for my topic. No sugarcoating. So, do I feel relaxed or relentless? I'm fucking relaxed. Like, I work 7 days a week, so I know it's tiresome. And people get tired of me saying, oh, I'm going home when I get off work because I need to rest. But that's me. I need to fucking rest. Golly. How hard is it that I need to rest? I can't tell you how hard it is. Thank you for Jordan, Maddie, and David, and JL Aroche. Bernard, again, thank you for joining. Guys, double tap, please. Double tap, double tap, double tap, please. Anyway, it doesn't cost anything to double tap. I'm not asking you to break your bank and send me a bunch of stuff, but I do like the hearts, the likes, and everything. Hi, John Tohill. Thank you for joining. Relentless. I can't say I feel relentless because I don't even really know what relentless is. So, on that matter, do I feel seen or unchallenged? I'm never a challenged person. I like challenges to show you that I can do them, but I'm not a challenged person or unchallenged. I like to be seen. Most of the time, I'm the only white girl in a crowd of black people because, excuse me if y'all didn't know or not, most of the time, I don't like my own race. Like, I'm not prejudiced of white people. I'm not prejudiced of anybody. But stupid shit will make me say, I can't stand my race sometime. Hi, Not Sophie. Thank you for joining, guys. Thank you for joining. Bass Head Kicker, thank you for joining. Thank you, guys. I love it that y'all are joining and listening. Okay. Do I miss excitement or do I miss dysfunction? Well, I'm sorry. Wherever the fuck I go, there's going to be dysfunction. Because my family is batshit crazy. They're a bunch of twat waffles. Anyway, like what I'm saying. Oh, hey, Evelyn. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. Honestly, I kind of live for the sarcasm, the unkindness. I kind of live for the cold shoulder, or I live for being able to run my mouth when I want to because I'm grown and I can do that. Thank you, Stephanie, for joining. And Alice, Alize, I believe that is. I like that drink, by the way. Ever since it came out, the red one was better. Okay. Sometimes what we call chemistry is just fucking anxiety in a cute outfit. Because everybody you miss, you're not going to have chemistry with. I don't care if it's who you're in love with or who you think you're in love with. I don't care if it's your best friend from 1726 when you wasn't even thought of, but God said you're going to have a best friend when you're born. I don't care who the fuck it is. I'm going to put my cute outfit on because I have chemistry with a lot of things and people. Anyway. But anyway, sometimes peace isn't born. It's just quiet enough that you finally hear yourself. So, no, again, I don't mistake peace for boredom. What I actually do is I enjoy my peace. And sometimes I want to be bored. Like, guess what? Friday and Saturday night, I was still in the house by 7, 8 o'clock. Normally, I'm in bed by that time. Hey, Joshua, thank you for joining. Pooh Baby, you is going ham. Thanks, babe. Anyway, let me see what else I say. Peace feels calm, safe, steady, and maybe a little unfamiliar. Well, I can't say that because when I left in 23, my peace has been very familiar because red flags come up before I even want to tell somebody about a fucking red flag. You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? I don't know what the heck is going on here. My speaker. I don't know if it's working or not. But, okay. So, George is not here, guys. And his topic was, what does it say when chaos is safer than calm? He said to save his topic for next week. So, that's what I'm going to do. But if you guys want to email the twbwfwpodcast@gmail.com, you can answer that question too. And after he reads what he says, what he has to say for it, we can read it out loud on what you got to say. Please send your pronouns, she, he, her, him, they, we, I don't care what it is, because I want to respect you for who you feel you are. You may not be that to the world, but whoever you feel you are, that's how I want to address you. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining, guys. Grace Dominguez, thank you for joining. Thank you for liking the live. Evelyn, you are doing great. If y'all didn't know in the background, guys, Pooh Baby 37 is my hype whoa man. Okay, so we're going to go on to Evelyn's. Evelyn, I'm going to let you type in the chat and I'll read it slowly but surely. Are you becoming the man you once needed? Now, let me tell you guys why she's starting to answer this before she starts sending it through. She sent me a picture of her and her father in the picture with her off to the side. And she looks just like her father. Like, and that's the man that she needed, once needed. So I'm guessing she's going to tell us. Hi, user 980-86. Thank you for joining. So anyway, we're going to let her tell us how she feels that she's becoming the man. Thank you for sharing the live. Please share the live, like the live, review the live afterwards when it's done recording. Please go wherever you get your podcast from, because once I finish this and edit this, it will be uploaded to Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Jevion. It's a bunch of them. It's about 12 or 13 different streamings that we are on. But the main ones are Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts. We're definitely on all three of them. And YouTube, guys. I'm going to go back and start doing what I have to do to get that YouTube channel back up and running, because it's been a year or so since I tried. Okay, so guys, yes, I'm becoming the man that I want and still need. I work hard like one to provide for 11 people. And I know you do, girl. She has so many people that she has to be responsible for. And I appreciate the woman that she has become. I've known her for some years now. We're technically family because I am still legally married to her cousin. But, and even after that is done, she is still my cousin slash sister. And we will not let that chain break, because it was broken for a while. And we have got over that, guys. We have really gotten over that. So, Evelyn, do you feel that you need time sometimes to yourself because of the people that you take care of? My two-bedroom apartment and I work 56 to 60 hours a week, and a wife, daughter, mom, daycare provider, plumber, electrician, and more. I'm glad I live in an apartment, girl, so they can come fix that shit. But when I move to my house, you're going to be on my speed dial for plumber, electrician, maybe even a daycare provider. I might need to be daycare provided for. Okay, you need two damn vacations. Okay, well, would one night at a time be good? Because I can do that. I can get away for a night, come back, and then we can do it again the following weekend and go out. You and your mom. Okay. We're going to go with you. Okay, we're going to go party. All right. Did you have anything else to say, Evelyn, about that? About your topic? And guys, this segment is called, and it's going to be called from here on out, even when we're just recording and uploading, the Shut Up Topics. And this is the topics that you, as my guest, or myself and my co-host George, will be doing. Good evening, Yolanda Banks. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining Pookie Poo Towing. Okay, Caden, thank you for joining. Thank you for joining, guys. All right, so we're going to move on. We had K's 498. Do you feel safer, respected, or being loved? I'm going to take this one, and if Evelyn, you have anything to say, you can start typing it. I wish that I can actually be with a man that's really sure of me and can provide for me. Well, I am going to agree with you on most of that because I don't want a man providing for me. I want to know that he can and I can allow it, but I also want to know that if anything is to happen, like he becomes deceased, he leaves, we don't work out, I can still handle my own. Because when I was with my first husband, I already had all four of my kids. And they were young. They were young. Let's see. 2008 was when I left him. And so that would make... Diamond was 11. Joshua was 10. Denise was 9. And Mackenzie was 5. So... my biggest guilt trip there was I was so scared to leave because I didn't think I could do it by myself with four children. But guess what? God had a plan for me because the physical abuse that I went through and the lies that he put out there on me, even go as far as putting restraining order on me, saying that I'm hurting my children and he was trying to take them. And the oldest two are not even his. The youngest two are his. But Madam Tiffy, thank you for joining. So let me go back to Kay's question. Do you feel safer, respected, or being loved? Let's see. I like to be respected. And I've gotten to the point where I love myself. So I don't need somebody else to love me. I mean, it's nice. I appreciate it. Guy I'm talking to now, like, you know, we've been chatting on text and we've been talking on the phone and he's a great guy, you know. He's 50. I'm gonna be 51 next month. Party, guys. I'm in my Christmas pajamas, guys, with my blanket over me. I'm a little cold. I got the heat on 80 and I'm still fucking freezing. But guess why? Look at this. Because I eat the fucking ice all fucking day. Anyway, so, let's see here. Respected. First of all, most of my relationships, I don't think I was ever respected. Maybe in the beginning, so they could say, I got you. You're wrapped around my finger. You're not going nowhere. Bull fucking shit. Oh, thank you. The Super Bowl's on, guys, and I'm surprised we got this many people out here talking and listening. I am not Sophie. Thank you for the 20 footballs. Very greatly appreciated. Oh my goodness. Anyway, guys, respect to me is something that you earn. Now, if you give me respect from the first day that you meet me or we talk, you're going to get that same respect back, because I believe giving you what you give me. Thank you, author Comages. Thank you, Ingrid Gonzalez. Thank you guys for joining and listening. This is about topics that nobody wants to talk about, but we fucking should. The podcast is called They Won't, But We Fucking Will. Yes, we will. We will tell you how it is, and if you don't like it, you can get kick rocks, bitches. Anyway, so I'm going to go Sav, my son. He's also not here tonight. He said to save his for next week as well. So we're going to do that. But if anybody wants to email us a response to his question as well, it says, What do you need that you never said out loud, guys? What do you need that you never said out loud? Don't answer now. I need you to send it to the email so we can read you and get you out there. You'll be on the recording and be on the podcast, and then I can send you, if you leave your phone number or your, you know, I'll have your email. I can say, thank you, Pooh. Thank you, Pooh Baby, for putting it out there. That is the email that send all the stuff to. You can send topics that you think we need to talk about, and we definitely will. But if you do that, please send and story dealing with the topic. Because if you're giving us a topic that we don't have, I'm grateful for that. I'm going to use it. But you need to send me your part too. Like, you need to tell me why you think we should talk about the topic. What happened to you that topic became important and should be talked about but didn't get talked about? All right? So, and thank you, author, for joining again. So the email, like it is down there in the chat, is twbwfwpodcast@gmail.com. Please, please, please email us, email us, email us. All right. So please send in your stories on harsh topics, on topics that, please cuss. I love to see cuss words. A-Clip, thank you for joining. Let me see what else I gotta say here. Like I said, starting March 1st, we will be off of TikTok and be accepting emails with your own topics or one we will give you. All right? Peace doesn't drain you. Boredom does. Yes, it can. Thank you for joining, everybody. Purple Sab Trader, thank you for joining. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Gerardo Cherinino. Sorry if I'm saying it wrong. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. Sometimes peace isn't boring. It's just quiet enough that you finally hear yourself. Peace feels calm, safe, steady, and maybe a little unfamiliar. Guys, remember that, because that could be something that you can use in the future. Boredom feels empty, disconnected, unstimulated, and checked out. Now, if you fall into either one of them categories, please, please, please like, share, review on your podcast channels, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. I just want you guys to know that even though I didn't have a co-host, I've been talking here for about 30 some minutes and it's going smoothly. But before we end, we have to we have to get some of our topics ready for next week's session. Like I said, we have what we have. Next week will be the 15th. The following week will be the 22nd. The following week will be the 29th. So we have 3 Sundays left. Believe, maybe. I don't know. No, we don't have a 29th. You only have 2 Sundays left because there's only 28 days this month, guys. What the fuck am I thinking about? So anyway, let me see here. Excuse me, guys, while I'm looking here. All right. Now we're going to do the segment of The Vault. You fucking opened it. So this week we're going to be picking from numbers 200 to 240. Evelyn, what would you like your number to be? Two? Oh, wait a minute. 200 to 240, guys. If you want a number, please put it in the chat. 209, Evelyn. Let me put that down and tell you what that is. I'll write it on the whiteboard. I still got this week's stuff written down on my whiteboard. I'll put it on a whiteboard once I finish here. You said 209. Let's go to 209 for Evelyn. Replaying moments and rewriting memories. What does that mean for you? All right, that is yours. Anybody else in the chat would like to pick a number between 200 and 240? Please put your number in the chat. I'm going to give us a few minutes. Please still like. Tap, 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 tap. We got a 1,500 likes. Woohoo! All right, Pooh Baby. All right. Let me choose my number. I'm going to choose... $200 to $240. Let me see what 235 is. The fear of becoming bitter is mine, Evelyn. Oh my goodness. Pick one, pick a number for George. He'll do 2 next week. 200 to 240. What should my co-host George have for next week? Let's see. Anybody in the chat, since we got 3 people? Okay, 220 for George. Let's put that down and see what that is. 220. 220's taken. Ev, give me another one. Anybody in the chat want to give me a number between 200 and 240 and come back next week so that you can express the topic that I can give to you tonight? Put it in the chat what number you would like to be. You said 220 for George, and it was already taken. Diamond had that. 215? Okay. We'll do 215. Whoops. 215 for George. And that is, what hurts more, the act or the lying? Thank you, Samuel Espinoza. Anybody else in the chat would like to give us a number from 200 to 240. 200 to 240, pick a number, guys, so that we can have a topic for you next week. But you have to come back next week on the live, guys. Please, please, please. If not, then okay. So I picked 235. Evelyn picked 209. She picked 215 for George. He has his other topic for next week as well. Let's see. I'm going to pick one for Josh, so he has 2 as well. Savage. 237. Let me see what that is. All right. 237 for Sav. And that is, what part of the betrayal hurt more? What they did or what it made you realize? Oh, he's going to love that one because now he has 2 he has to talk about. So let me put his other number on here. Is 501 for Sav. And George is 490. as well. Okay, guys. Well, if there isn't anything else to say, I'll give the email another time. It's twbwfwpodcast@gmail.com. And we really need you guys to start sending your emails. Send topics that I haven't even discussed yet. There are so many topics out there. You can even look up raw, raunchy topics if you want to. If you can't come up on one on your own, please, please, please like, share, review. The sharing helps us too. The likes help us. The review helps us stay in the top 100. We're almost there, guys. We are 146 from the top 100. 146. We need to get 47 spaces up. And I know we can do it. Pooh Baby, put the email in there again, guys. Please, 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 please. Let me screenshot this so that I can put the email on my thing as well and with this picture of me. Anyway, guys, I'm going to say this has been a lovely, lovely, lovely evening. And thank you for joining, for everybody that has. Thank you, The Mast, Renchels. Thank you guys for joining. Tap, tap, tap. We're at 2,400 for the likes. And we have now been on for 42 minutes, guys. So I'm going to end here because I don't think I can talk much longer without having my co-host in. And I really appreciate him, and I miss him so much. But he'll be back next week, guys. He had something come up where he couldn't make it on time tonight. And Evelyn as well. I'm glad that you got to at least join Evelyn and tell us how you felt about your topic. It was very nice to be able to at least have that. It was also nice for the certain amount of people. I don't even know how many people joined because they don't stay long. But that doesn't matter because they still viewed. They don't realize that they don't help themselves out either if they don't do things when they visit people's lives. All right. Good night, everybody. This is They Won't, But We Fucking Will Podcast. twbwfwpodcast@gmail.com. As of March 1st, we will no longer be on TikTok Live unless we are playing a game or we have an update that we would like to share. Or we start our live shows. We're going to try to get out there. First, we're going to start a course in the Baltimore area. All right, sweetie. I will get out of here. All right, Ev, I'm getting ready to hop in the shower and see if Joshua is on his way home or not. And I will thank you for joining. Good night.